It seemed that the place did not entirely isolate itself from the affairs of the demon world. The drawbridge was down, and before the keep was an enclosure tended by red-skinned demons of the blood god, where the traveler might purchase a slave, or a pack beast, or perhaps wager on fights held in the circles of blood-stained sand. A champion of chaos in armor of polished obsidian stood as gatekeeper, and beside him cowered his lackey, a scarred and beaten demon. The blood angels approached.
By the sewers of Baal, Captain, this place seethes with the demon. The stench of them alone is enough to drive me mad.
It may seem foolish to ask you for your peace, Cloten, but hold it for now. We cannot take them all on, not now. I would rather not die here for no reason other than your madness.
I will stay my fists as long as I can, but how long that might be, I cannot say.
The champion stood in their way. In his hand was a whip of knotted skin, and on his back was slung the axe of an executioner. His face could not be seen, save for the yellowish eyes through the visor of his helm.
Halt, wanderers! This is the prison fortress of Mul, consecrated to the Lord of Skulls. What is your business here?
We seek purchase of slaves. Warrior slaves are best, for we would deliver them for use in the armies of our lords. Men of the Imperial Guard, the lackeys of the Emperor, are preferred above all. Do you have any here that we might bargain for?
Yeah. The Imperial slaves we have here are marked for the Blood God's own purposes, Wanderer. And your arrival here has not been preceded by offerings to our temple. Is that not correct, Villaskar?
The demon by his side flinched as its name was mentioned.
It has not, my lord.
Then you have no business here. We trade only in death. And unless you have yourselves a train of worthy battle slaves to offer us, you have nothing we need.
Then grant us entry, gatekeeper. We have traveled far and would rest.
The faithful of the Blood God have no need of rest. If that is all you have to say for yourself, be on your way.
Gatekeeper, may I speak?
Proteus, take care.
And what does this whelp have to say?
Proteus, cease fire!
That is what we have to offer the keepers of this fortress. You trade in death, do you? Then there is death for you. With it we purchase entry. Is that acceptable to you, demon?
Acceptable? Oh, yes, most acceptable. With my master dead, I ascend to his post of gatekeeper, and by my authority, I grant you entry, wanderers.
The demons receded at Villaskar's gesture, and the blood angels entered the fortress prison of Mul.
That was a damnable risk to take, Proteus.
One glance was enough to show the demon lackey hated the gatekeeper with a passion. With the keeper dead, the demon would be grateful enough to grant us whatever we wanted. It is the way of Eidolon. Death in the right place solves any problem.
You are to be commended for your quick wit and decisiveness, Scout Novice. But next time, consult with your officer before unholstering your weapon in anger. What would have happened if your plan had not worked?
Then we would have fought the lot of them. That was Plan B, wasn't it?